Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's August the 13th, Saturday, August the 13th, and I'm just excited to be here with you. Each and every week, I get an opportunity to come and present dynamite content and dynamite people to you. It's always a wonderful and phenomenal event. But before we go any further, I submit this experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, this is going to be a dynamite show. I have two dynamite guests who are waiting in the wings to present some projects to you that they've done from their hearts to present to the world as a blueprint for overcoming and success. And keeping in with that theme, I have a special inspirational song for you today. It's Survive by Mary Mary. Enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last.
Mary Mary off the new album called Something Big. People, I'm excited to be here with you again today. We have some dynamite guests who are going to present pieces of art from their heart. But before we bring them in, I want to continue to set the table. I want to let everybody know, you know how we say it around here, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to continue to hold on to that idea. Continue to hold on to that idea as I present the rest of the content to you and dynamite speakers to you, these dynamite just phenomenal talents in literary art to you tonight. Again, continue to affirm as we're going forward that the life of your dream is wonderful and you deserve it. Say it like this, the life of my dream is wonderful and I deserve it. Continue to affirm that as we move forward. I want to take you to our divine intervention and our presence wisdom segments for this week. Each week I give you a divine intervention or a scripture from the Bible to set the tone for what it is we're talking about and what we're accomplishing today. And today's divine intervention comes from Joel 2:25-29. And I'm going to read it to you from the the Amplified version of the Bible. And it starts, "And I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people shall never be put to shame. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even upon the men servants and upon the maid servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit." And people, I present this to you today for this specific reason. Many of us have gone through some trials, some tribulations, things that may not even make sense to us. And as we're moving forward and we're continually pursuing a life for our dreams, which we know is wonderful and we know we deserve it, we know that there's a greater calling for that the life of our dreams. And it's a divine calling. And even though things have come to destroy your dreams, and even though things have come to destroy who you are, it has never taken away from the fact that that divine source, God, who has given you that dream, that vision, is with you. Not only that, now we're at a place where he's pouring out his spirit upon us. So we're going to go out and do wonderful things. We're going to make mighty things happen. And it's time for you to step up, dream dreams, see vision. There's power in dreams. There's power in your vision. And if you're not dreaming, it is my prayer, it's my confession over your life that you shall begin to dream. You shall see vision, because it's the dreamer and it's the visionary and it's the go-getter that's going to really change the course of life as we know it. People who have visions, people who have dreams, they're the forerunners. They are the pioneers, so to speak. They're the ones who are going to ensure that the things that are going on right now, some of the things that we see going on in our economies, some of the things we see going on in our personal finances, it is pioneers, people who see dreams, people who dream dreams and people who see visions, that are going to be at the forefront of the change. And I personally believe that I'm one of those people. And I know that many of you, if you're listening to me right now, you're one of those people as well. So I encourage you to continue to dream dreams, continue to see visions, write the vision down, make it plain, and trust that God is who he says he is. He's pouring out his spirit upon you for you to speak life, to edify and to comfort, exhort people who come in your path, to inspire them to live a life of their dreams as well. So continue to step out and live the life of your dreams. Continue to know that it's wonderful and you deserve it, because not only is it for you, but somebody else out there needs to know that it's possible. And once they see you living the life of your dreams, it will inspire them to do the same thing in their lives. And you, at that point, have made an indelible impact on the world. So with that in mind, I'm going to take you to our presidential wisdom. This week's presidential wisdom, or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama, is this. We proved that we are still a people capable of doing big things and tackling our biggest challenges. We proved that we are still a people capable of doing big things and tackling our biggest problems. We proved that we are still a people capable of doing big things and tackling our biggest challenges. Again, many people out there have dreams, goals, visions, aspirations, but I'm coming here tonight to tell you to never give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. You know, that's my motto. That's my mantra. And as you keep moving forward to pursue the life of your dreams, no matter what it looks like, you are capable of doing big things. You are capable of tackling the biggest challenges that come up in your way to discourage you from living the life of your dreams. I'm here tonight to encourage you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. Again, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and yes, you deserve it. So with that in mind, I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. And first and foremost, I want to set the table. My belief of success is truly about pursuing what our divine creator has intended for us to be and intended for us to do and intended for us to you know, be a part of. I think a lot of times you see people who are floundering in life is because they don't understand what they've been intended to do or their purpose. I'm always, you know, the last couple months, I've been really big about purpose and how to help people realize their purpose, because I understand firsthand that when you don't understand your purpose, as Dr. Miles Monroe, you know, said so eloquently, where purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. I want to help you get from that place of abuse to a place of thriving, a place of living, you know, an ultimately good life, a life, you know, that other people around you would want to emulate. I feel like that's also another factor, component of success. Success is living a life that's worthy of emulating. There's nobody, if you go to a prison cell right now, I can almost guarantee you, unless there's something dynamic about somebody in there, that none of those people in there are living a life that I want to emulate. And even if they are that dynamic, I still don't want to emulate their life, because I don't want to be there. I don't want to know where they ended up. So success is having a life that you can be proud of, a life that your children want to emulate, and your friends see your life and they want to emulate as well. Also, another thing people don't recognize is that success will require work, but so does failure. I'll say it again. Success requires work, but so does failure. You actually have to work at being a failure. Because the universe, the way God has designed the universe for us, we're designed to win. We're designed to thrive. We're designed to be the head, not the tail, the first, not the last. So in order to not succeed in life, you actually have to go against everything that's been stacked in your favor to not succeed. Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous times together. And I like to just, you know, inject those moments into the show just to reaffirm that the need for motivation, the need for encouragement. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. And I listen to these things over and over again as I listen to the replays of the show, as I suggest you do the same. Listen to the replay of this podcast. It's only going to be a 30-minute show. So, you know, it's real simple to listen to. You're going to have dynamite content here. You know, and these motivational moments are designed specifically to be adrenaline shots. So, again, listen to the show, listen to the podcast, tell your friends about it. We're doing some wonderful things around here. Let somebody know about what we're doing here, because we're planning it. We're expanding at a rapid rate, and I just want more and more people to come in contact with what we're doing, because this is a, like I said, this is a labor of love for me. I'm pouring out my heart and soul here for you, because I know that somehow, some way, that it's going to impact your life in such an indelible way that, you know, your life is changing. My life is changing each time I do it, because this is my dream. It's been my dream to be a motivational speaker on a grand platform. And each week I get a chance to do that because you guys keep coming back. And I appreciate you. I love you. I'm constantly praying for you. So continue to, you know, again, tell people about the show. Let people know the show exists and let people know what we're doing. You can reach out to me personally at MilesWMiller at gmail.com. That's MilesWMiller at gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on Facebook, facebook.com/MilesWMiller. Also on Twitter at MilesWMiller. So keep in contact with me. Let me know how we're doing. Let me know what we can do to improve the show. But I must continue with the show, and I must bring on some dynamite guests, people who I have had the recent pleasure of meeting and, you know, hearing their stories and understanding what it is they do. And I'm just going to present two dynamite authors to you, because this is the author showcase tonight. And I want to present them to you because, you know, they have something to say about life, about accomplishment, about stepping out on your goals and pursuing your dreams. So first, I'm going to bring to the show a young lady I just recently met who actually has recently moved to Atlanta, and she's pursuing some phenomenal things. She's making a dynamite impact in the community here in Atlanta, and she has – this is her premiere book. She's actually premiering her first project with us tonight. So without further ado, I want to introduce and bring to the show Ms. Dheree Allen. Dheree, are you there?
I am. How
Hello,
are you?
And welcome to Create Entertainment Sustainable Living. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so honored. I'm not going to even waste no time. I'm excited about the fact that we are going to present to the audience, to the world tonight, a project that's near and dear to your heart. And I want you just to tell the people a little bit about your book and give them the name of the book and how they can and what was the inspiration behind it.
Sure, yes. My first book is going to be coming out this fall. The book is called What's Wrong With Me? And it is a book that started when I was talking with my life coach in 2008. And she and I were going over different types of things about life and different goals that I had. And one of the things she tried to get me to understand is that we all have a story, and that our story can help someone else, even if we don't think that there's anything great about it, even if we think that our lives are not very extraordinary. There's always somebody, you know, out there that needs what we have, and there's always someone that we can help. And so I kind of dealt with that. I let God deal with me about that for a while, because I had a lot of self-doubt about writing a book and about sharing my story, thinking, you know, that, you know, I'm not a celebrity. I don't have this huge, huge platform. I don't have this rags to riches story. So who would even care? Like, why even go through the process of writing? But the more that I tried to push away from the project, the more that it held on to me, wouldn't let go of me. So I am happy to say that the book will be published in November. And I actually just received my book cover. I'm so excited. I'm getting everything together. And I'm going to be going out in the community here in Atlanta and in other states and talking to people, talking to teenagers, talking to youth, talking to their parents, because the book is for teenage girls. It's basically a mentoring book. It talks about empowerment. It talks about self-esteem. It talks about how to deal with different issues that teenagers go through, whether they're not liking their appearance, or they're not liking their parents, or they don't understand, you know, different things about their own self. Why do I feel the way I do? Why is this girl that's supposed to be my best friend treating me this way? Why do boys only, you know, pay certain types of girls attention? How do I fit in? Just all these different things that we go through between the ages of about 12, 13, all the way up into our early 20s. So I'm going to be going out, talking to people, sharing my story of the way it was for me. And it's actually something that's quite authentic because I didn't have to try to remember what happened to me 20 years ago. I actually have a case, a tote full of journals that I've been keeping since I was 13 years old. So I was able to use my authentic self to write this book. I was able to actually read those diaries and those journals, you know, that were handwritten by me all those years ago, and, you know, be able to share some of that and reflect on it now as a 30-something-year-old.
Wow. Now, I read the excerpts of the book that you that I was able to be blessed with, and I was impressed. And there's one chapter in particular that really caught my attention, and it's I think it's chapter 3, and it starts off, "What's wrong with the way I feel?" And you have a quote here. It says, "It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think that you are." It's who you think you're not. Could you expound upon that as part of the motivation for your book?
Oh, sure. Yes, I start off every chapter with a quote from someone just to kind of give you food for thought. And that does bring up a lot of thoughts. A lot of times we think that we're not something. I just mentioned the fact that I didn't think that I had a great platform to write a book because I don't have a TV show, I'm not a movie star, et cetera, et cetera. So For a while, I let that hold me back. What I thought that I wasn't, I allowed to let hold, excuse me, what I thought that I wasn't held me back for a period of time until I broke through it. So a lot of times it's what we think we're not, and what we should be doing is thinking about who we are and who God says we are and all the great gifts and talents that we have. There's always going to be some obstacles. There's always going to be that little nagging thought in the back of your mind that kind of tells you why you can't do something. There may even be toxic people in your life that are in front of your face telling you why you can't do something. But as long as you think it, then it's real. But if you discard those negative notions, you can overcome it and you can do whatever it is you want to do. For some people, it's not writing a book. It might be some other lofty goal. But if you think that you're not that, or if you think that you can't do that, then you won't. So it starts in your mind.
So, you know, and I'm excited about just the whole concept of your book. I know it's going to impact many people's lives. Tell us, how can we get our hands on the book when it's released?
Well, I'm going to be starting pre-orders in September, and those pre-orders, as well as the regular purchases from November on, will be available on my website, which is my name, DereeAllen.com, and also it'll be available on Amazon.com.
Well, Deree, I want you to hold on for a second. I'm going to bring in our next guest, and I want to give you both an opportunity at the end of the show to address the audience. So just hold on, and I'm going to bring you back later into the show. And I want to bring in our next author, who a dynamite young man who has written another phenomenal piece that I want to present to you now. And I'm going to let him introduce his work as well. His name is Mike Mose. I'm going to bring him on now. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Mike,
how you doing?
It's an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I want you to tell the audience about the project that you are presenting to us tonight and why it's important to you.
Well, for one, I started writing because in college I learned that there are more books written about blacks by whites than there are books written about blacks by blacks. When I heard that,
right. That
inspired me to start writing. The name of my novel is called One Drop Too White. I know that I spoke with you individually about it, but I give people the synopsis of what the gist of the book is about. It's about me as a young, light-skinned African-American male moving from the city to the suburbs. I grew up in Detroit. And with that move, when I lived in Detroit, I was only exposed to a certain type of blacks. Now, I want to say everybody was lower class, working class blacks, but the environment I grew around with were working class, lower class blacks. My mother moved me to the south, to the suburbs, which I was exposed to upper middle class African Americans, and so began the social class conflicts I began to face as I moved from the city to the suburbs with my ideas, my beliefs. When I tried to bring my friends around, the friends from the city and suburbs didn't get along with each other. And also within that journey in my book, I covered the issue of black intra-racism within our society. Because as a young light-skinned man, I was shunned as a child by some of my dark-skinned peers to the fact where I thought I was white. I was called Cracker, Hunky, Casper, a Ghost. And because of those things, I developed a false superiority complex to believe that my skin complexion made me, my skin complexion was better than those darker of me, just to make myself feel better because I had self-hate issues going on. And so throughout the book, I explore those self-hate issues and issues of social class conflict within the black community. It's like a real story based on true events. It's not a forum or research. It's based on my life. And I just wanted to show people how one can get over issues of intra-racism, how one can get past the social class conflicts within the black community and bring us all together because, as you know, as one, we're stronger.
Wow.
And that in itself is amazing because, you know, a lot of times we're both black males. We understand that there's certain issues that go on inside our community, and you're actually you're not dancing away from it. You're going right at it. And I think there's things that even people who aren't inside this community can understand. Reading your story, I've had the pleasure of reading it, and I understand it to be a really powerful work. I'm going to definitely give you a testimony about it because I read it and it gave me insight myself on certain situations that I may have not, I may have taken for granted myself. So, you know, I believe it's going to be an expose of the black male experience, regardless of complexion or anything. I think a lot of people are going to read this book and get a lot from it. So I'm, thankful to be able to present not only yourself but to read tonight because you both have dynamite work that I think is going to impact people's lives. And with that in mind, Mike, tell the people where can they find your book? How can we get our hands on your book? How can we buy this book?
You can find my book at authorhouse.com. That's AUTHORHOUSE.com. Or they can go to my website, onedroptwowhite.com. OnedroptWhite.com.
Okay. And what I want you guys to do, I want to bring you both back on for just a brief second. We only have about 2 minutes left in the show. What I want you both to do, Daree, are you there?
FB.com.
I sure am. Sorry.
Can you turn your radio off for a sec? Live radio. Anything happens. what I want both of you guys to do is to this: is just take 1 minute apiece and address the audience and tell them why they should buy your book. Starting with Daree.
Okay. Well, this book that I've written, What's Wrong With Me, it's an awesome guide of life lessons learned from myself for young women ages 13 to 20. I think it makes a great gift for your daughters, your goddaughters, nieces, your neighbors, your granddaughters, mentees, or maybe possibly yourself, depending on who it is that is hearing my voice right now. It's going to help you understand yourself better. It's going to help you feel more assertive. It's going to help you make better choices, and it's going to help you begin the path to discover your life purpose and understand why you feel the way you do and the relationships that you have. So I think it'll be a very uplifting, empowering book for young women and girls.
Okay. Mike, 1 minute. Tell the people why they should buy your book.
Yes, people should buy my book because it's the first, and it's the first of its kind. It's very original. Yes, you heard about light skin versus dark skin issues or lower class versus middle class blacks talked about in talk shows or had held on forums, but you never had a real life story of true events that happened where you hear and read behind the scenes events that happen between light skin and dark skin people and social class conflicts that I faced growing up. And it gives anybody a chance who has went through that or who knows people who are going through that or kids who are going through that, to have a chance to see how I overcame my black interracism and social class conflicts and how we can all bridge the gap together and become one stronger again.
Wow. Well, you both have definitely dabbled, impressed me, because I'm going to definitely I'm also going to purchase the books from you. I'm going to purchase one book from each of you, and I'm going to give it away later in a show. So you can rest assured that I'm behind you 110%. I'm going to support you and what you're doing, and that you can always, you know, come back here and tell us, keep us updated on how things are working out.
Okay. I appreciate them.
And what I'm doing now, we've gone over the timeline, but what I want you guys to do is this. I want you to, again, we've let the people know what it takes. Okay, why would they want to buy your book? But give the people who are going to hear the podcast now, give the people a synopsis about who you are. So I want to start with you, Mike. Tell the people, take 2 minutes, tell the people who is Mike.
Well, Michael is someone who I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I was raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I was someone at a young age who actually, you know, fell ill to seizure, and I was unable to read and write, and I had to gain all my senses back because the doctors told me I would not be able to get. And along with those troubles, I had to deal with the social class conflicts and black interracism growing up, as well as trying to reach back up to the educational background of my peers. And that's something that I did. They told me I wouldn't go to high school or college, and that's something I also did, and now I'm writing books. And that's who I am, and that's what I want to promote, that you can do anything, no matter what anybody says, what doctor says, what anybody says, you keep pressing forward.
And Dari, take 2 minutes. Tell the people, who is Dari?
Dari is a woman who has basically come a long way. I was born in Pittsburgh. I don't really know a lot about Pittsburgh, but I was born there. But I was raised in upstate New York. And then from there as an adult, I moved to the D.C. area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, moved to Virginia Beach, and now, of course, I live in Atlanta. I love to write, as I mentioned before. I've been writing since I was about 12, 13 years old. That's the way I love to express myself. I like to speak. I like to give information. I empower people. I blog. I'm a great sister. I'm a great friend. I'm a mom. I'm a single mom. I'm an ex-wife. I just have many different hats, many different characteristics. But most of all, I'm just real. And I like to talk about things that others may shy away from. I feel like our community, the black community, the black community does not really always want to address certain types of issues. We're afraid that if we don't talk about it, then that means it's not really happening. So I just like to empower. My specialty really is empowering women and girls, but I like to empower people with knowledge and help us talk about things and bring a dialogue. So that's what I feel that I am. I'm so many things wrapped in one.
Okay. Well, again, this author showcase, I brought both of you on here because I really believe in what you're doing. I research many different types of guests to bring on the show. So I'm going to take the next 2 minutes. I'm going to tell people why I am in 110% support of both of you guys as writers, as authors, as entrepreneurs, as people who are going to impact the world. And I'll start with Mike. I've had the honor of meeting Mike through his brother, and just reading his work, it gave me insight again on, you know, some unspoken things that go on in the black community with men. You know, sometimes we don't understand each other. Sometimes we don't, you know, reach out to each other. But he tackled some tough issues that I believe, again, it's not just if you can look at the metaphorical value of it, it's not just an issue that black men face. It's an issue that men face, and he's tackled it, and he hasn't shied away from any topic. from sexuality to, you know, toughness to image. He has not shied away from anything. And that in itself shows me that, you know, a person who's really able to present themselves on paper. I pride myself on being transparent. So I saw him being transparent in his work, and I believe that anybody who reads this can be empowered by it, because it's, you're seeing somebody step out, be transparent, and not only that, they follow through. Both of our authors tonight are the epitome of follow through. They follow through on what it is they believe they were supposed to do. So this work, I believe, is going to impact people across the board on life skills. Again, even with DeRee and Reed's book, Life Skills, I think people are going to be able to read her book and be empowered, whether male or female, even though it's geared towards teenage young ladies. I believe that you can read this. Anybody dealing with self-esteem issues can read this book, and you can get insight knowing that somebody else went through what you may be going through, and here's the blueprint out. I believe that anybody who comes in contact with DeRee's work is going to experience a shift, a breakthrough in their emotional stability, emotional capacity. And I believe healing is going to take place. I believe both of these authors tonight have presented works to you that will allow you to heal. And that's what I'm big on. I want to see people heal. I want to see people whole. I want to see people living a life of their dreams. And tonight I presented two people to you who I believe that you should connect to, because they are presenting to you quality information, quality works that will help you create a championship standard of living for yourself in some form or fashion. So with that in mind, support the two authors that we brought on here tonight. Support Mike Mose. You can contact him at iammikemose.com. That's iammikemose.com. You can support DeRee, DereeAllen.com, DeRee, DareeAllen.com. I'm 110% in support of them. I wish them, and I'm praying for their success. I'm decreeing open doors, nothing but open doors for you, divine leading and guiding, and that everything you touch is blessed from this point forward. I'm speaking life into your careers, that you will go around the world and impact people's lives, because you've done a dynamite. You got started, and you're doing some dynamite things. And I'm praying for you. I'm in your corner. I'm going to support you as much as I can. So, people, with that in mind, you know, we let the show run over tonight. So some people are not hearing this live right now, so you're going to only hear this on the podcast. But when you get this podcast, know this. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and, yes, you deserve it. You know, I'm going to say that to you as much as I can. Because I want you to hear this. I believe the people that I brought on here tonight are living proof that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it, because they're living their dreams. Let them be an example that if there's something, that a goal or a dream or passion that you may have, it may not be to be an author. It may not be to be a writer. It may not be to be a motivational speaker or a talk show host. But whatever it is, let their light ignite your light. They had the capacity and the will to present themselves to the world in the best way they knew how. I encourage you all to do the exact same thing. Whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever has come against your goals, your visions, your dreams, it's nothing that you can't overcome. So on that note, I want to send you out with a motivational moment, but remember this. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. That's my motto. That's my mantra. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Again, support our authors from tonight. Go to their websites. Buy their books out of the shelf. Let them run out of books. Go buy those books, because I'm telling you, they're going to impact your life. So on that note, I'll see you next week. You know I love you. You know I'm praying for you. And the best is yet to come for each and every one of you. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful. And, yes, you deserve it.
I want to talk to you right now about just being encouraged. Sometimes having to encourage oneself. You know, a lot of things are going to come in our lives to discourage us, to try to throw us off track. But I'm here today to tell you, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Your dreams are so wonderful. Your dreams are so important. Your dreams are actually your lifeline. Your dreams are the very thing that keep you alive. They're the very thing that keep you motivated, keep you encouraged to go in the right direction. So if you can dream, if you can believe that all things are possible, whatever it is that you've been put on this earth to do, those very visions, those very dreams that you have, make your existence here, make your living here, make your whole being here valid. So always remember this. If ever you need to be encouraged, remember that God placed you on this earth as a solution. God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't create things in vain. He created you in His likeness and image. So go forward in power and in might, knowing that without a shadow of a doubt, that you have been placed on this earth to be a solution to a certain set of problems that without you, you would have had to be created. As you continue to manifest the life of your dreams, remember that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. This is Miles Miller saying, don't ever give up, don't ever quit on your dreams.